The chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, Democrat Carl Levin of Michigan, continues to voice concerns about the National Missile Defense System, part of which is based in Alaska. It has components at the Kodiak Launch Complex and at Fort Greely in Delta Junction. Levin says he does support proven missile defense and says short-range missiles have been shown to work. But Levin says missiles like the ones based at Fort Greely in Delta Junction are not yet proven technology.
In terms of the missile defense system against long-range missiles, they're, as far as I'm concerned, have not been adequately tested. We've moved too quickly based on a threat which I believe is deterrable. North Korea is deterrable by the certainty of its own destruction should they ever dare to attack us.
Levin also announced new legislation aimed at reducing cost overruns in defense spending. He's co-sponsoring his bill with Republican Senator John McCain of Arizona. McCain called the defense acquisition process a train wreck because of cost growth and delays.
It's ships, it's airplanes, it's the future combat systems for the Army. It is a broad array where the costs have gotten completely out of control.
The Defense Department's largest acquisition programs are an average of 2 years behind and are nearly $300 billion over budget. McCain and Levin do not support cutting funding from troops and instead say money can be saved by changing the way weapon systems are purchased and developed. McCain did not weigh in on missile defense, but Senator Levin said across the board, defense programs need to be held more accountable with testing, especially missile defense.
Right now, they've been given a pass. They're not subject to the usual rules of acquisition. They can buy before they fly, and that's wrong. We should not allow that. And this bill is aimed at being much tighter in terms of the testing, prototyping, and flying before we buy.
Levin wouldn't say whether he'll actually push for a reduction in missile defense spending. He said that will depend on the current budgeting process going on in Washington.
The administration may make some decisions on reductions in missile defense before it comes to me, to us here at the Hill. So until I see the budget, I can't say that I will favor reducing the budget request in missile defense. I do think that we've spent a lot of money in the area of missile defense without adequate testing.
Alaska's congressional delegation sent a joint letter to Defense Secretary Robert Gates earlier this month, stating their strong support for the missile defense system. They called for no reductions in spending or delays in implementation and said concerns about North Korea and Iran make missile defense necessary.